跟大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习世界的两面。
Today, this evening, I would like to share with everyone the topic two sides of the world.
圣经在用世界这一个字有两个层面。
And in the Bible, the word world has two sides.
第一个层面就是我们所看得见的这个物质界。
And the first side of it is the physical world that we can see.
那这个层面是好的。
The side that we can see is good.
我们来看罗马书的第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书的第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
十九节。
Verse 19.
神的事情，人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他显明。二十节。
20.
自从造天地以来，神的永能跟神性，是明明可知的。虽然眼不能见，但借着所造之物，就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
19. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, and because God has made it plain to them. 20. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
这里说，从造天地以来，神的永能神性是明明可知的。
And so here it tells us, since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities can be clearly seen.
造天地就是指这个物质界。
And the creation is talking about this physical world.
太阳、星星、月亮，这是我们看得到的。
The sun, moon, and stars, what we can see.
那在神创造的这个自然界里面，我们就可以看到神的能力很大。
Through looking at the natural world, we can see the great power of God.
而且可以看到神很有智慧。
And we can see the wisdom of God.
而且可以看到神非常的爱我们。
We can also see that God truly loves us.
所以这一个世界，让我们对神产生敬畏的心。
So this world allows us to have a
敬畏。
Fear.Makes us fear the Lord.
因为他太伟大。
Because he is too great.
人太渺小。
Because we are too small.
那这个世界也让我们对神产生感谢的心。
Through looking at the world, we can also have a heart of thanksgiving.
因为我们活这个世界是神用他的爱所创造。
Because the world that we live in was created through God's love.
没有一个星球，跟我们现在住的世界一样。
There's no other planet that is exactly the same like ours.
有花草树木。
And there are flowers, trees, grass.
有风景，有鱼，有动物。
There's animals, there is scenery.
为什么这些存在？
Why do these exist?
因为他所造的人。
But that is because God created man.
所以这个物质世界让我们对神有感谢的心。
So the natural world allows us to have a heart of thanksgiving towards God.
原来我们的天父是非常有创意的。
Because our Heavenly Father is very creative.
他创造这么漂亮的世界。
He created such a beautiful world for us to live in.
让我们来享受它。
That we can take pleasure in it.
所以每天需要对神有感恩的心。
So every day we need to have a heart of thanksgiving towards God.
我们能够活在这个世界。
That we are able to live in this world.
那这个世界呢，也让我们感觉到神创造我们的这个高贵。
And through this world, we can also see the how precious we are to God.
虽然一朵花很漂亮。
Because even though a flower is very beautiful.
但是我们比花还贵重。
But we are more precious than this flower.
虽然一只鸟歌唱得很好听。
And even though the bird sings very beautifully.
但是我们比鸟还贵重。
But we are more precious than the birds.
那如果神可以看顾花草。
So if God can look over the flowers and the birds,
我们是他的儿女,
we are his children.
神会看顾我们。
So God will look after us.
如果神会看顾这些飞鸟、走兽,
if God is willing, is able to look after the birds,
神也会看顾我们。
So God will always look after us.
所以这个世界在告诉我们，我们可以对神有信托的心。
So this world is telling us that we can have a heart of reliance towards God.
对生活不需要太挂虑。
That we do not have to worry too much about our day-to-day life.
因为在神的面前，我们是他的儿女。
Because in front of God, we are his children.
比一切其他的创造都更宝贵。
And we are more precious to him than anything else he created in this world.
所以这个物质世界其实是好的。
So this natural world is good.
所以诗篇里面在讲诸天在述说神的荣耀。
And in Psalms, it talks about the glory of God.
在传扬神的手段。
And it is praising the work of his hand.
虽然看不见神。
So even though we cannot see God.
但是借着他所创造的万物，我们就对他能够认识他的存在。
And from looking at his creation, we can come to understand his being.
那这个世界啊，也让神创造的自然界也让我们谦卑。
And this natural world also allows us to be humble.
在约伯记里面啊，
In the book of Hebrews.
约伯受患难之后，三个朋友要来安慰他。
The book of Job. After Job was in under tribulation, his three friends came to comfort him.
那这个三个朋友就一口咬定你一定是犯很大的罪，所以你今天才会遇到这个情况。
And the three friends thought that Job must have sinned greatly for him to be under so much suffering.
那约伯很不没有办法接受。
And Job was not able to take this.
所以从约伯记第二章开始，约伯就跟他三个朋友一直辩。
And so starting from Job chapter 2, Job speaks and with his friends.
辩论。
And they are discussing.
对，辩了三十几章啊，约伯不服气。
And then Job kept discussing this matter with his friends for 30 chapters or so.
最后神出现了。
And at the end, God appeared.
约伯一句话都讲不出来。
And Job could not say anything.
那神出现问约伯什么？
And once God appeared, what did Job say?
就是问他天上万象。
And that is everything in the heaven and earth.
这个星你知道吗？那个星你知道吗？
Do you know that star in the sky?
那个动物是谁养的？
Who takes care of the animals?
就是问他神创造的事情，约伯答不出来。
And God asked him about his creation, and Job could not answer.
所以约伯本来一直辩到最后说，我只把我的嘴巴遮起来。
And Job kept speaking with his friends until he covered his mouth.
所以我们很仔细去思考神的创造，我们就发现我们人实在很渺小，我们就变得很谦卑。
And if we look at God's creation, we'll come to realize how small we are and become humble.
所以这个神创造这个世界，这个世界的物质的这个面，这个是好的。
And so God's creation of the natural world is good.
让我们对神有敬畏，有感谢。
Allows us to fear him and also have a heart of thanksgiving.
对神有信赖，对自己能够谦卑。
And that we can rely on him and humble ourselves.
但是当圣经在讲世界这个字，如果是指着心灵上的，或者说是灵界上的，这就不好。
However, in the Bible, when it is talking about the world spiritually, this is not good.
就是社会的现象或者人心，人的心。
Such as society or the heart of man.
这个就代表不但有魔鬼，而且人有罪性。
And this is talking about not only about Satan, but also sin.
好，我们现在来看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书。第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
Verse 16. 因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父那里来的，乃是从世界来的。
16. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world.
这里讲世界上的事。
Here it is talking about everything in the world.
这个就不是指着神创造这个物质界。
In this case, it is not talking about the creation of God.
接下去他谈到三件事情。
And after it, it talks about three things.
这三件事情是内心上的，是在灵性上的，不是看得见摸得到那个物质上。
These three things are spiritual and not something that we can physically see or touch.
第一个就是肉体的情欲。
And the first is the cravings of sinful man.
所以我们这个肉体本身没有说它好还是不好。
And in general, our physical body or is not good or bad.
这个是中性，这物质本身是中性。
It is neutral.
但是为什么人会用肉体去杀人？
But why do we use our physical body to kill another?
为什么人会用肉体去犯罪？
Why do we use our physical body to sin?
这里就讲，因为它里面有情欲。
And that is because there is cravings of the sinful man.
Lust of the flesh.
Oh, lust of the flesh.
这个叫做世界。
And that is the world.
所以这个地方讲世界的时候，就是指着内心的那一种，内心的世界，不是物质摸得到的世界。
So this world is referring to what is internal and not the natural world.
带有肉体就有欲望。
And,
你带有肉体，你就有 desire， 就有欲望。
So if you have a physical body, then you will have desires.
所以小孩子生下来，他就想要吃奶，这个就他有那个欲望。
And when a baby is born, they desire to drink milk, and that is their desire.
但是这个欲望本身，的帮助小孩子长大。
However, that desire allows the child to grow.
那什么叫做肉体的情欲？
Then what is the cravings of sinful man?
你那个是 NIV?
对。
Lust of the flesh.
It says lust.
什么叫肉体的情欲？
What is the lust of the flesh?
就是我们这个欲望超过了道理的范围，那一部分就是情欲。
And that is when it goes, is not, goes beyond.
对。超过道理的范围。
So it goes beyond the boundaries of the truth.
这个叫做情欲。
That is lust.
那这个叫做世界，圣经里面讲的世界。
And that is what the Bible refers to as the world.
所以不要爱世界，不是说你不能有一块地，你不能有一个房子。
So to not love the world does not mean that you cannot have a house or that you.
不要爱世界，最重要是指着里面那个心。
So when we say do not love the world, it is talking about the heart.
不要爱活在肉体的情欲里面。
And so to not love the physical lust.
Lust of flesh.
Lust of the flesh.
这样翻就可以不要爱活在肉体的情欲里面。
And so to not live in the lust of the flesh.
不要爱活在眼目的情欲里面。
And to not the lust of the eyes.
不要活在今生的骄傲里面。
And to not live in the pride of life.
所以这个叫做不要爱世界。
And that is talking about to not love the world.
那这个肉体的情欲其实还是有很多。
And there are many things in the lust of the flesh.
我们先来看加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
十九节。
Verse 19.
情欲的事显而易见，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、行邪术、仇恨、精进、恼恨、愤怒、结党、纷争、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴。
19. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft. Hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, 21, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
这个情欲啊，英文翻作 lust， 也有就翻作sinful nature， 罪恶的本性。
And the acts of sinful nature is also known as lust.
就是肉体的情欲。
And which is lust of the flesh.
所以我们要喝东西，这个是正常的欲望。
So to want to drink is not normal.
但是醉酒就是情欲。
However, to be to be in drunkenness is lust of the flesh.
那二十一节什么是荒宴？
And in 21,
醉酒下面再下一个字。
Oh, orgies.
Yeah.我们肚子饿要吃东西，这个不叫做情欲。
If we are hungry, we want to eat things.
圣经说，神赐给我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
And Jesus, but God gives us enough food.
饮食饱足啊，然后满心喜乐，对。
Oh, that we are satisfied in our stomachs and we are joyful.
那荒宴就是说没有节制的吃喝。
And it means, or means that we do not have enough, we do not control ourselves in our eating.
那个就变成肉体的情欲。
And that becomes lust of the flesh.
所以我们一天如果都注重那个没有节制的吃喝，这个人叫做贪爱世界。
And if a person who does not control how much they eat, they become, they are having lust of the flesh.
但是你三餐正常吃饭，这个不叫做情欲。
However, if you eat three meals regularly, then that is not.
好，那这个十九节的第一个就是奸淫。
And in the first is sexual immorality.
Yeah. 长大结婚这个不叫做情欲。
When you grow up and get married, that is not lust of the flesh.
但是在婚姻之外再有男女关系，这个就变成情欲。
To have relations, however, to have relationships outside of your marriage, that is considered lust of the flesh.
所以不要贪爱世界，不是说你不能结婚。
So to not be of the world does not mean that you do not get married.
这个婚姻是神设的，神祝福的。
But because marriage is given and blessed by God.
就是我们这个欲望超过道理的，这个你不能去贪爱。你贪爱就是。肉体的情欲就是爱世界。
And so that is why we must not cross the boundaries that is given in by the Bible, because that would be lust of the flesh.
那在二十节下面有说结党。
And in verse 20 it says.
再读下去，增进、记恨、恼怒、结党。
Dissensions.
底线就前面一个
selfish ambition.
Self ambition 哈，结党哦。我们教会的统领大家很有爱心，有团契，这个是好的。
And when we have a good when we have fellowship with brothers and sisters, that is good.
这是神的爱在我们里面。
This is the love of God in us.
但是如果变成一个党，别人打不进来。
And however, if someone it becomes a clique and no one and other people are not able to enter.
那这个团体里面呢，那个精神不是以神为中心。
That is not in that group. God is not in the center.
英文叫 self ambition， 就是它有里面有个人的那个意识在里面。
And that means that they have their own thinking involved.
那这个就是情欲。
And this is.Lust of the flesh.
就是 sinful nature， 就是罪的本性。
And which is sinful nature and is sin.
所以同样弟兄姊妹有的很好、啊、都有神的爱在里面、啊、一起去做圣工，这本来是好的。
And, and brothers and sisters getting along and doing holy work together, that is good.
但是有的就结成一党以后就变成教会好像有点 分裂分离，这个就是罪的本性。
However, they become a group, then, and they do not let others enter, then that becomes sin.
教会里面好像有一种无情，好像有一种分裂的感觉。
And in the church there is divisions.
Yeah, 那这个就是罪的本性。
And this is sin.
Sinful nature.
Sinful nature.
那所以这个叫做世界。
And this is talking about the world.
因此这个圣经里面讲的世界不是指着一概，是指着物质上。
So, in the Bible, this is not this world is not just talking about one.
好，那我们再回来看约翰一书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2.
第二章的十六节。
First John chapter 2 verse 16.
眼目的情欲。
The lust of the eyes.
你看到、哦、神创造都是漂，都是美的。
Because we can see that everything that God created is good.
所以不是说啊，一个属灵人衣服就穿黑白的，他最属灵。
It is not that a person who is wearing black and white, they are the most holy.
你看神创造的花，什么颜色都有。
If we look at the flowers that God created, there are many colors.
神是最有创意的。
Because God is has a lot of creativity.
所以我们想去外面看看花，看看风景，这个不叫做肉体的情欲。
And if we go out and we look at flowers and the scenery, that is not lust of the eyes.
因为神的那种创意就是在人的里面。
Because God's creativity is in man.
我们看到神创造这么漂亮，我们真的是很高兴。
And when we see the beauty that God has created, we are joyful.
这个是好的。
This is good.
但是如果我们想要看到已经超过的道理。
However, if what we see is beyond the boundary of the God, of the truth,
这个就是情欲。
Then this is sin.
Lust, 还是或者 sinful nature.
And it is lust or sinful nature.
这个就不好了。
This is not good.
比方说，你家里如果有这个 cable TV,
for example, in your house, if you have cable TV,
那里面有很多的这个影片是不好的。
And there are many bad shows.
那你去看。
If you watch them,
这个叫做情欲。
This is lust of the eyes.
这个叫做贪爱世界。
And that is to love the world.
那也有教会的信徒啊，问教会的工人啊，结婚以后夫妻去看成人电影。
And there are people in church who couples in church who are married and they go and see adult movies.
去租来借来或者去 download 下来看。
Either they download it or rent it.
这个就是眼目的情欲。
And this is lust of the eyes.
虽然是夫妻一起看，但这是情欲。
And even though the couple watches it together, but that is sinful nature.
这个就是贪爱世界。
And that is to love the world.
所以我们要很了解这个所谓眼目的情欲是什么。
So we need to have a good understanding about what does it mean to love the world.
因为这是不好的。
And because it is not good.
那下面一个在十六节的下面一个今生的骄傲。
And if we look further, is the pride of life.
这个也是不好的。
And this is not good either.
所以我们很努力，我们想要把书读好。
If we work very hard and we want to finish a book.
这本来是好的。
This initially was good.
但是如果我想把书读好，所以我可以出名。
Or if we study so that we can become famous.
那这个就是今生的骄傲。
Then this is the pride of life.
所以同一件事情哦，这个到最后好不好？是在心呢，不是在外表。
So ultimately, whether something is good or bad, determines is determined in our hearts.
不是有钱就不好。
It is not that if we have money, it is bad.
亚伯兰是财主啊。
Abraham was a rich person.
哦，约伯也是财主啊。
And Job was also well off.
哦，但是他们并没有那个今生的骄傲在里面。
However, they did not have the pride of life in them.
约伯行了很多善事。
And Job was did many humble deeds.
亚伯兰虽然是财主。
And even though Abraham was very wealthy,
哦，但是他的心已经看到天上的家。
However, his heart was in heaven.
所以那个神给他这么多，这个有什么关系？感谢神。
And if when God gave him so many possessions, that is nothing.
但是当一个人拥有了世界，
however, if a person pursues the world,
这个内心觉得我们比别人高一等。
And they feel that they are better than other people.
或者我们教育比别人好。
Or that our education is better.
我们看不起那个教育不好的。
And we look down upon those who do not have as high of an education.
觉得我们是文化比较高的，那个是没有文化的。
Or that we have a
文化 culture.
Oh, if we are of higher culture than they are.
哦，那有一种骄傲的心。
And that is a prideful heart.
这个就是爱世界。
That is to love the world.
哦，所以我们今天真正的困难就是我们里面这个爱世界的心要需要把它改变。
And the difficulties that we encounter are actually in our hearts that love the world, so we need to change.
那这个世界对我们最少有三个影响。
And this world has three different effects.
我们是指着内心的世界。
And we're talking about the spiritual world.
好，我们看第二章，约翰一书第二章。
Let's look at First John chapter 2.
啊，十五节。
Verse 15.
不要爱世界，爱世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
15. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
哦，这是说如果爱世界哦，爱神的心就不在他里面。
And here it says, if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
哦，这个表示说没有办法同时存在。
And this means that the two cannot exist together.
你没有办法天天看长或者不是天天来常常去看那些色情的网站。去看那些不好的，然后你祷告会被圣灵充满，这个不可能。
And that is to say that we cannot spend our days watching X-rated videos and be filled with the Holy Spirit. This is impossible.
因为这个两个是不能同时存在。
And because these two things cannot exist together.
爱世界、爱父的心就不在他里面。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
所以这个表示要做选择。
So this means we have to make a choice.
如果真的被神的爱充满，
if we are filled by the love of God,
我们真的是很爱神，
and we truly love God,
我们就知道这个世界的事情是神不喜欢的。
then we will know that the things of this world is not what God likes.
所以我们对这个世界就要尽量就把它拿掉。
So we need to take away the world.
不是要离开这个物质世界，
but not that we are leaving the physical world.
也不是说不能拥有房子，
or that we cannot pursue after having a house.
也不是说不能成功，
or that we cannot be successful.
而是内心的那个心态会让我们骄傲让我们被lust 罪恶的欲望控制，这个要拿掉。
But it is that the lust that we have in our and pride that we have in our hearts, we need to remove them, those things.
所以我们看十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神的旨意是永远长存。
17. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
所以如果一个人他的生活都是以追求这个世界为他的目标。
So if a person pursues after the world,
这会过去的，过去就表示说到最后结果是什么也没有。
And it says that it will pass away, so there will be no and there's no result at the end.
那遵行神的旨意才要永远长存。
But the man who does the will of God lives forever.
哦，所以永远长存就是永生了。
And so to live forever it means to have an everlasting life.
所以要得永生哦，一定要离开世界，把世界拿掉。
So to have everlasting life means that we need to take away the world.
为什么亚当会被赶出伊甸园？
And why is it that Adam was cast out of the Garden of Eden?
第一个就是肉体的情欲。
The first is the lust of the flesh.
所有的你都可以吃，就是这个果子不能吃，但是你还是要吃，违背神的话，这个叫做情欲。
So there are so many fruits that in the Garden of Eden. However, the one fruit that you cannot eat, you choose to eat, that is sinful nature.
然后你要跟神一样聪明。
And that they wanted to be as smart or intelligent as God.
他想要吃的一个原因就是他要跟神一样聪明。
And one of the reasons why they chose to eat that fruit was that they wanted to be as intelligent as God.
人是人啊，人不是神，你怎么有可能取代神的座位？
We are man. How can we become like God?
吃下去就是今生的骄傲。
And so when once they ate the fruit, that is pride of life.
所以亚当夏娃为什么从伊甸园出来？
So why was Adam cast out and Eve cast out of the Garden of Eden?
贪爱世界。
But that is because they loved the world.
不是，那个世界不是伊甸园哦。
And the world is not the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园是好的，是神造的。
The Garden of Eden is good. It is the creation of God.
那个世界就是那一颗善恶果。
However, that the world was that forbidden tree.
不能吃，他去吃，不能然后还是跟要跟神一样。
And the fruit that they ate, since they wanted to be like God.
那罗德的太太。
And Lot's wife.
主耶稣曾经讲，你要回想罗德的太太。
And Jesus Christ says that we need to remember Lot's wife.
Yeah. 那为什么要去想罗德的太太？
And why must we think about Lot's wife?
因为他们搬家就搬到索多玛，就刚好在城的旁边。
Because they moved near the near Sodom.
哦，那这个索多玛有罪恶的快乐。
And in Sodom and Gomorrah, there is great sin.
那个时候已经有同性恋了，已经有淫乱在里面。
And it was very, there was homosexuality, and there was great sin.
所以索多玛被毁灭是因为那个里面的人贪爱世界。
And Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed because the people in those in the city loved the world.
所以要离开啊，离开那个火就下来了。
And once, so they had to leave. And once they left, the fire came down.
那罗德的太太回头看。
And Lot's wife, looked back.
为什么会回头看？
And why did she look back?
想念嘛。
And that is because she desired it.
一想念回头看就变云柱了。
And so, and once she looked back, since she desired it, she became a pillar of salt.
所以这个信耶稣以后不能回头看。
So once we become Christians and we believe in God, we cannot turn back.
以前贪爱世界那种生活方式，你不能回头看，回头看属灵上变一根圆柱。
And once we become Christ, we cannot turn back because we will be even more punished.
因为在神里面呢，你世界不能再活在这个世界里面。
Because in God, we cannot live in this world.
不然就变一根圆柱。
Or else we'll become a pillar of salt.
所以这个第一个哈，为什么我们要不能爱世界？因为爱世界、爱神的心就不在它里面。
And this is why we must not love the world.
我们再来看罗马书十二章。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 12.
好，罗马书的十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
第一节跟第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。这个第一节是在讲要把身体献给神当活祭。
And in the first verse, it's telling us that we need to, our bodies need to be living sacrifices.
如果大家都把身体献给神当活祭，教会做圣工很多人啊。
And if everyone was willing to offer themselves as living sacrifices, then there would be many people doing holy work.
所以这是圣洁的，这是 好的，是理所当然的。
And this is holy and pleasing to God.
但是第二节也很重要。
And however, in verse 2 is just as important.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验为神是什么神是神，善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Verse 2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
如果我们听这个英文啊，刚刚念的话，有两个是对立的， confirm, transform, 就是说你是被同化还是你要更新。
And the words conform and transformed are the two opposites.
这很有意思啊，我们在一个社会住久了，你渐渐就会被那个文化同化。
And once we live in a society for a long time, we will slowly be transformed into conformed to that society.
穿的衣服、讲的话、思想、发型、动作、生活形态，大概就跟那个社会的文化就差不多一样。
And we would conform to how we dress, how we talk.
那圣经里面讲哦，我们活在这个世界，有时候我们也变成它的一部分了。
And the Bible is telling us that as and when we live in this world, we may conform and become a part of the world.
我们也文化，我们也是变成它里面的一部分了。
And that we would become a part of its culture.
但是啊，下面一个很重要。
However, the second point is very important.
这个第二节说不要效法，就是不要被同化。这个不要被同化不是外表的啊，他们穿的衣服你不能穿，不是这样的。这个不要被同化，最重要是里面。
And for in verse 2 it says, "Do not conform." It's not talking about the outer appearance, but the inner heart.
也就是说，被同化的意思就是说，我们的想法、我们的生活，就是以肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲为主要的目标，那个就被同化了。
And so to conform means that in our hearts we have the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, and that is to become conformed to the world.
所以这个做基督徒不是说他们的生活方式我们都不可以，他们穿的衣服都不可以，他们住的也不可以，不是这样。
So,
是内心不要被同化。
So as a Christian, it is not that we cannot wear the clothes of this world, but rather our hearts need to not conform.
所以第二节说不要效法，那中文效法就是说不要把它当模范，然后一直想要去学。
And so to conform means that you do not want to do the same thing as the other people are and to learn after them.
难道要心意更新而变化？
But to be transformed.
那怎么不要效法，然后心会变化呢？
So how can we transform so that our heart will change?
那就是要靠着神。
And that is through God.
所以就是约翰一书里面讲啊，住在主里面。
And in that is what it says in 1 John, it says that we need to live in the Lord.
就是神的道住在我们里面。
And to have the word of God in our hearts.
我们有个标准。
That we have a something to measure ourselves by.
神的灵住在我们里面。
And the spirit of God lives in, dwells in us.
我们有能力。
And that we will have power.
神的爱住在我们里面。
And the love of God will live in us.
我们有一个动机、动力 motive.
And that we have a motive.
很纯的，从神来的。
That and that comes from God.
那这样我们就可以更新变化。
So and it is through this that we can transform.
那这有什么好处？
And what good is that?
叫你们查验是神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is.
所以这个心有变化神的旨意很容易了解。
And if our heart is transformed, then we will be it will be easy for us to understand what God's will is.
那如果这个心被世界同化你跟他谈神的旨意谈不来。
And however, if our heart conforms to the world, then we will not be able to understand.
整个头脑里面你没有观念不一样。
Because our whole thinking is different.
所以一个人能不能明白神的旨意，就是你有没有被世界同化，还是我们已经更新了。
So for a person to understand what God's will they need to not conform to the world but rather be transformed.
不是属灵知识问题，是里面这个世界有没有改变。
But is our heart desiring the world? Is it being changed?
第三个。
The third thing.
不要跟世界当朋友。
Is to not be friends with the world.
我们看雅各书四章。
Let's turn to James.
第四章。
Verse chapter 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？凡是与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
Verse 4, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred towards God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God.
所以这个跟世界为友啊，就是指着肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
So to be friends with the world means that we have the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
这个叫做跟世界当朋友。
That means and to have these things is to be friends with the world.
那他就是神的仇敌。
And it is to have hatred or to become the enemy of God.
为什么这么厉害？
Why is it so extreme?
哦，因为第五节说，神住在我们里面的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒的。
And in verse 5 it says, the spirit he causes to live in us envies intensely.
哦，神很爱我们，所以当我们的心跑去爱世界的时候，神会嫉妒。
And because when God, because God loves us very greatly, and when we come to love the world, God becomes jealous.
这个关系就不好了。
And this relationship will not be good.
所以本来是朋友，那现在会变成仇敌。
And that is why, before you may have been friends, but now you are an enemy.
所以圣经告诉我们对世界三个态度。
So, in the Bible, tells us three attitudes that we need to have towards the world.
不要爱世界。
First is to not love the world.
不要被世界同化。
And to not conform to the world.
不要以世界为友。
And to not be friend, to have friendship with the world.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
441首。
Let's sing hymn 441.